not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Happy Sunday, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. You know, Democrats are hoping that abortion and Trump derangement syndrome win them the election in 2024. But the reality is that there are some serious issues plaguing America, starting with Biden's border bloodbath, as Trump likes to call it. And Democrats keep shooting themselves in the foot when they discuss it. Here's Democrat Representative Dan Kildee, who says cracking down on illegal immigration is bigoted. Listen.
This is really a question about who we are as Americans. We are a nation of immigrants, but what Donald Trump is trying to do in the name of his own political expediency is to normalize bigotry again, to make it okay to hold those bigoted views and to try to motivate people to act on the worst instincts that they all carry inside them. And unfortunately, what he's doing is deciding that that's going to be the focus of his campaign.
Joining us live now to discuss, host of the Kimberly Guilfoyle Show, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Kimberly, welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure, Chimene.
So Democrats have a new hobby. It's name calling. Last week, they called President Trump a dictator, and this week he's a bigot. Meanwhile, Biden supporters seem to be oblivious to Biden's blunders. Are they wearing blinders?
They're wearing convenient blinders, right, because they don't want to acknowledge the lies that come out of their mouth, the filth that they spew forward. And like President Trump said this week, there's never been anyone who has damaged our country like Joe Biden. And what I am just so appalled at is that he has turned a blind eye from the border invasion to surging costs, to using corrupt lawfare to target political opponents. He is destroying the fundamental values that make this nation great, things that we love to focus on that are so America first and represent our country and our freedoms, sovereignty, free speech, middle class prosperity, and so much more. All of those things have been deliberately stepped on by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. He is always and continues to put himself first and Americans last.
Yeah, 57% of Americans believe that Joe Biden chose to open the border the day that he took office just so that he could build a permanent majority out of illegal immigrants. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely reckless. You know, border security is national security. I think he wants to create confusion and chaos in this country. I think he wants to weaponize illegal immigrants to come in to affect voting, census, how our, you know, states and counties are redistricted. And it's a tremendous onerous burden on law-abiding Americans that pay their taxes and expect, you know, to have some kind of quality of life, public safety within their communities, a good education that is a void of indoctrination in the schools. He's making a very deleterious impact on our healthcare system, on our legal system. We see it in the courts as well. It's all very nefarious, and I think it is purposeful.
Yeah, and they're gaslighting their side to think Trump supporters are in a cult. The truth is, Kimberly, if we don't prioritize our citizens, especially our veterans and the elderly, over increasing debt and excessive spending, we're doomed.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, we have a massive amount of debt, trillions and trillions of dollars. The Fed just keeps printing money. They don't have, any care or concern. The quality of life has gone so far down, but the cost has gone so far up. And we saw, you know, this week that inflation came in hotter than expected at 3.5%. So don't buy any of the Biden, bluster that he's committed to reducing costs. He's actually doing the exact opposite. And I ask people, ask yourself, ask your friends and family, are you better off today than when Joe Biden took office? The answer, quite frankly, is a resounding no.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say this, it's actually sad to watch Joe Biden stumble his way upstairs and mumble his way through speeches. Do you think he'll even make it to the election in November, or will he be replaced?
No, it's a very fair question, and one that, you know, many experts have varying answers on. It's just a miracle by some way that he's even still alive. He's one, you know, banana peel slip and fall away from being removed from the presidency. But so far he's in. And I think what they want to do is get him across, you know, the finish line. And at some point, then he'll step out so that Kamala Harris can take her place as president. That's why I tell people, pay attention. A vote for Biden is legitimately a vote for Kamala Harris as commander in chief. And the only other person with worse, more abysmal ratings and favorability is Kamala Harris. She's even lower than Joe Biden, if you can even imagine that. And I can. I worked with her, so at least people are getting that. But, you know, Americans have to take a good look at their lives from a personal basis. You know, look at the cost of housing. It's too high. Groceries are too high. Gas prices are still too high. And it's only going from bad to worse. I'm just praying we can survive to November 5th. And when President Trump is actually inaugurated in January of next year, to be, you know, on the right track to fix all this. And it really is. There's only one solution, Shemaine, to fixing this mess. And it is reelecting Donald Trump and electing authentic America First fighters in Congress and in the United States Senate up and down the ballot in November. And there is actually no reason to even believe that Democrats, you know, have stopped touting any of this Bidenomics. I mean, there is no economic theory where this man has done anything to actually stabilize the American economy, to grow it in any way, to grow infrastructure, manufacturing. It's all really been exported. The American dream has been exported under Biden. The dollar is losing value. You know, American workers are losing the purchasing power of their paycheck, and they're fed up with being lied to about all of it.
Yeah. Donald Trump is reportedly set to sue the judge presiding over his hush money case for the expansive gag order issued against him. What's your reaction to Trump's fight against this obvious lawfare?
Yeah, I mean, I was with the president multiple nights this past week, and, you know, he's doing very well. He is very tenacious. I love his aggressive, you know, aggressive litigation approach. He's fighting everything. He's suing, and he has to. He has to fight to protect himself, to protect the American dream, because the only thing standing between them, you know, and us is President Trump. That's why they're going after him. This is election interference. They don't want to face him at the ballot box. They're trying to sideline him by making him be physically present, you know, in ridiculous, you know, meaningless, meritless cases that are just really out to persecute and try to financially cripple, you know, the president. And meanwhile, this D.C. swamp wants to spend endless amounts of taxpayer dollars on everything but helping working families. Look at the juxtaposition. They want endless dollars to go to Ukraine, to illegal immigrants, to left-wing NGOs, but not into the pockets of hardworking American taxpayers. That's why it was so big part of the President Trump's MAGA movement, because he said no longer will we leave behind the hardworking men and women. And the base knows that, and they're going to turn out for him. This is going even better for him than 2016 and 2020. There's a reason. There is no more, you know, conjecture, speculation. We have cold, hard facts to show what it was like under President Trump and what's it like under Joe Biden. America is poorer, less prosperous, less safe, less secure by far, Shemaine, and suffering under more chaos and catastrophe than ever before. That's why you see the conflict between Ukraine and Putin. That's why you see China aggressive towards Taiwan, Kim Jong-un and North Korea emboldened. You see what's happening with Hamas and other people who are state sponsors of terrorism against Israel. It is all unacceptable, and it would not be taking place, fact, if President Trump was still in office.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, switching gears real quick. I got about a minute left. I turned on the Pursuit Channel, where Ted and I have a show called Ted Nugent, Spirit of the Wild, the other day, and I saw you alligator hunting. Tell me about that.
Yes, I've been known to hunt a few gators in my lifetime, and some delicious elk and some other things too. But yes, and then I got to have delicious gator stew, got a nice pair of boots. Always fun. Don Jr. and I love to get out there, and we love to get our children out there hunting and fishing and shooting, and we always eat, you know, what we hunt, and it's been an incredible, you know, experience for our family together, and really teaching children the values of the outdoors and making sure that they have an appreciation for that. And it's something we're able to do as a family, and I encourage a lot of the families to do that. We need our children to get back some of those traditional values, doing incredible outdoor activities, because there's so many evil forces coming after our children each and every day, even from within the classroom. So God bless to the people that are, you know, getting out there and making sure they're spending quality time, you know, with their kids and their loved ones.
Oh, that's so great. And I totally agree. Kimberly, thanks so much for joining us. And tell Don I said hello. God bless.
I will. God bless you, my friend. Give my love to Ted.
I will. Okay. Have you noticed that the skies are no longer blue? With chemtrails crisscrossing our atmosphere and invisible 5G and Wi-Fi polluting our air, you might be feeling tired. You might have headaches and even flu-like symptoms. Well, EMF radiation could be making you sick. Thankfully, there's a solution. Silver woven clothing from Sparrow Gear can block EMF radiation and 5G from making you sick. Ted and I both have the Faraday bags, and they work. Unplug to recharge with Sparrow EMF protection. Just go to sparrowgear.com and use the code FAITH to get 10% off. That's sparrowgear.com. And don't forget, use that code FAITH to get a discount. Coming up next, actor and activist Ricky Schroeder.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. You've probably heard about 3D printed beef and lab-grown meat. Yuck. If you want clean grass-fed beef, go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. There's no mRNA, no pesticides, no hormones. And here's how it works. Go to www.switchtoamericawithshemaine, and you'll fill out a little information, and someone from my Patriot team is going to call you with details and show you how to get this amazing beef delivered right to your door, like Ted and I do. Plus, get 2 free ribeyes when you place a beef order in April. You'll thank me later, I promise. That's www.switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. You know, we talk a lot about the evils of Hollywood and the media, but there's a way that that could be used for good, isn't there? To actually honor our nation and those who serve it with films and documentaries and TV shows and more. That's Golden Globe winner Ricky Schroeder's goal as an actor who started his career at the age of 9 and now wears the many hats of a producer, writer, and director. Ricky joins us live now. Ricky, welcome.
Thank you, Shemaine. So glad to be here with you and your audience. Thanks for having me.
I'm so honored that you're here. So what inspired you to start this foundation, Real American Heroes?
Well, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, who gives out the Oscars, they had some DEI requirements a few years ago, diversity, equity, and inclusion guidelines, that said to be eligible for the Best Picture category, the highest award in our industry, you had to have LGBTQ plus story themes and characters and crew and certain minorities represented there. And art's supposed to be free. You know, art is a freedom of expression. You can make what you like, how you like, with whom you like. And, you know, I was very insulted that, you know, we ask soldiers to go fight wars for America, and now their stories aren't eligible for the best, highest award in the land because they're not gay or they're not the right color. And it's offensive. So I still wanted to make films and documentaries. So I started this nonprofit, Real American Heroes Foundation. And our first project is a documentary series called Erotic Erosion that looks at the decline of American standards and society since 40 years of internet pornography has been pushed into our culture.
You know, when I was growing up, we didn't have cell phones, obviously, or Siri. We had paper maps, and we played outdoors all day long until the streetlights came on. Now our kids are on their phones constantly, and they have access to pornography and violent video games. How can we have a safer and more responsible digital experience for our children?
Well, we have to take some control back from the people that are pushing this pornography into our phones. You know, when adult content first came to the world online, it was in the .xxx URL. And when it was in that URL, you could actually put a blocker at your home router and block everything from .xxx. Well, they closed down that URL and they pushed all adult content into the .com retail world. And so here in Colorado, where we live, We just had a great, small but great victory. Custer County, Colorado, the commissioners at the county level decided to ban pornography to anybody under 18 years old, which is going to require the internet and service providers, the cell service providers, to develop an off switch for those families that choose not to have adult content pushed to their phones and their homes, who pay the bill. The technology companies will now have to develop that capability, which they already have. They can shut off pornography per zip code, for example. And so, you know, that's one of the initiatives we're working on right now. And we're going to be going talking to multiple counties, and we want to have hundreds of counties join us in demanding that the service providers give Americans a choice on adult content.
As they should. Now, you grew up making movies and TV shows with really influential actors and directors. I got to ask, which actor had the biggest influence or gave you the best advice?
Oh, goodness. I've worked with some greats. John, as you see there on TV, John was the first major actor I ever worked with. And John and I still are in touch, not as frequently as we used to be, but we still talk. He was a huge influence in my life, John. Bill Holden. I did my first movie with Bill Holden right after The Champ, and he took me hunting, actually. And I'd never been hunting. I was from Staten Island, New York, and no opportunities. But he took me rabbit hunting when I was about 9 or 10 years old, and we made The Earthling. And that kind of changed the trajectory of my life, because it opened my ideas to what where food comes from. You know, you can actually hunt it and get it yourself. So I'd say Bill Holden was a huge impact as well.
You know, that is the one thing that helped my husband, I think, escape the rock star life, and it's hunting. Have you all, you just started hunting with Bill. Have you been hunting regularly since then on your own? And you bow hunt, right?
Yes. I bow hunt. And I started hunting at 9 or 10 years old with Bill Holden in Australia, and I never stopped. And moved to Colorado, and I got my first bow when I was about 9 or 10 years old. And so I've been shooting bows since a 10-year-old kid, and love the archery sport. Love the discipline and the you have to practice to be good.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I love that discipline involved with it. And that's a Colorado buck I got a few years ago. And there's a pheasant in Ireland, pheasant hunting in Ireland. So anyways, that was a huge impact on me, was the hunting. It was a way to fish and hunt and feel connected to God, feel connected to the earth, feel connected to the seasons. And, you know, you start paying attention to seasons when you're a hunter. And, I'm grateful for having that. I moved to Colorado when I was 20, and I've been out here now. My birthday's next week. I've been out here 33 years. In Colorado, and it's been a great life. I have no complaints, about any of the experiences I've been through, and there's been quite a few. But the outdoors was always my sanctuary, and the Lord, and you know, prayer.
You know, it's true. When you get to full draw, when you do that, everything else goes away and you just zoom in on the bullseye, on the target. And it's something, unfortunately, that many kids don't have in their life, you know, especially kids with single parents. Everybody's working so much nowadays. And I really would love to, I'd love to have you come out and bow hunt with us at one of our ranches. How can people join you in counteracting Hollywood's messaging and get involved with what you're doing?
Well, first, we all need to become aware that, Hollywood is programming us. It's sending us messages. It's sending us, it's socially designing us and engineering us. Here's an example. You look at a movie for Disney right now called Migration. It's about how the waterfowl migrate, and it's good for the ducks and geese to migrate because it saves their lives. And now you hear in the news migration about the illegal alien invasion that's happening. They call them migrants. And so they start with the children, trying to condition them that migration is a good thing because the ducks and geese like it. So I guess that's good for human beings too. So they have a long plan in the way that they release their content to program us. So we just become aware of the programming and the agendas behind the programming. And the last thing I wanted to say about pornography is that it seems to me that there is a component of it that is a homosexual agenda. We weren't designed to watch each other have intercourse. Young males were not designed to watch other young males have intercourse on a screen. And what happens with the young mind that sees adult content is they start actually thinking about not only the women in the video, but the men in the video. And they start having preferences about what the men look like in the pornographic images that they watch and consume, which leads to, I think, a massive upswing in gender issues and confusion and temptations that weren't designed to have. In the last 150 years since the camera was invented, they could then distribute these images to us in a way that was impossible before the invention of the camera. You had to engage in perversion or witness it. And so I believe this has been a plan. It has an agenda, and we all need to wake up to it because, you know, our children are at risk.
How do you destroy a country? You destroy it from within, and you start with the family unit, and you give women's, you know, I'm a working woman, but I'm also, my biggest accomplishment is being a mom. And that, I'm so grateful that I could focus on just raising my son, and I homeschooled him for a couple of years, not the whole time. But, you know, I wish sometimes, looking back now, the 80s were awesome.
You know? Yes, they were. They were. We had it good back then. We didn't have to deal with this technology and what they're pushing with it. And the addiction, 87% of parents don't have any guidelines for their children's use of this device. And so
meanwhile, you know, we just lost our dog a few weeks ago, and I'm not ready yet to adopt a new dog, but I was looking at, there's a shelter nearby. You have to fill out paperwork about you and everybody in your home to adopt a dog, your social security number, where you work. I don't remember hearing anything about that for being a parent and raising a child.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of folks out there that probably shouldn't be parents with the way that they're raising their children. But, we have to say enough's enough. At some point, we have to protect our children and protect our families and have the courage to do what's right. And this is right. They never, using the First Amendment, you know, was written before electricity and the cameras were invented. They've never had the right to push pornography into our house using the First Amendment. First Amendment was for political speech, so we could speak against our government and not be afraid of them. It wasn't designed to push porn into our houses. And so this is a good fight to have. Whether we win it or not, it exposes our enemies.
Ricky, thank you so much for joining me. Let's keep in touch, and I'm serious. Come bow hunting with us.
I would love to. My best to Ted.
All right. Take care. Right. God bless. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. If you don't have enough energy throughout the day and you don't get a good night's sleep, it's over, Rover, isn't it? I mean, you're just a wreck. Health and wellness is important to continue for you to do God's good work. We need more energy, and we need to sleep better. So I have something for you that you might like to try. It's called Field of Greens. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support health and vital organ health. Get 15% off your first order and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code FREEDOM. That's fieldofgreens.com and the promo code is FREEDOM. Did you know that there are sick children every year who are turned away from Make-A-Wish Foundation because they have a request to go hunting and have outdoor adventures? We've hosted several at our ranches, and there's a photo that hopefully we'll insert. This is Macon Lynn, who just wanted to shoot bows and arrows with us and hang out with us at the ranch, but he was denied that request by Make-A-Wish. Carrie Slavin, also known as Papa Bear, and his wife decided to create a fundraiser to help terminally ill children have the outdoor adventures of their dreams. Papa Bear, as Carrie is known, and his wife created this fundraiser after their granddaughter, Bethany, suffered and passed away from a brain tumor. She was the inspiration behind their drive to start the Brave Young Hearts Foundation. Here's what Brave Young Hearts is about. Watch.
Macy, you have been in and out of the hospital mm-hmm. like 9 times mm-hmm. in the last 8 months,
yeah.
And that you have kind of a rough surgery coming up, and it's kind of just been a challenging time for you. There's this organization called Brave Young Hearts. This spring, that we will be going on a New York City adventure. You're crying. Oh. Are you happy?
I'm Papa Bear.
I'm Diane.
And we are Brave Young Hearts. We are a 501c3 charity here in Colorado. We do outdoor adventures for children that are terminal or have life-threatening diseases. We're not ashamed to say that we want to honor God and Jesus Christ through this, through our actions. Though we're not a Christian organization, we're not going to turn anybody down. But we understand that the biggest purpose of Bethany dying was for us to be able to do this for other children.
Papa Bear, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you, Shemaine. I love being here.
First, I'm so sorry about the loss of your granddaughter.
Well, thank you. You know, we call it beauty from ashes. Mm. And had she not passed away, we wouldn't have known anything about doing this for kids. So,
well, thank you for stepping up, being bold and brave. Your organization is completely nonprofit. So, how are the events funded? How does that work?
Well, we do a couple of fundraisers. Our biggest fundraiser is a sporting clay shoot every August, and that brings in the biggest amount of money for us. And then we just make sure that all the kids and their families get to go on these adventures from that money.
So where is the most incredible, exciting place that you have taken these kids? Where do they really want to go?
Well, that's the whole cool thing, is that they get to do what they want. It's not the parents. And so we had a kiddo that he wanted to go on a cougar hunt, and we were able to get a tag in British Columbia, and we sent him and his family up there. And that rotten kid, I say rotten because I hunt him, it takes a long time to get things, but he dropped a big mountain lion within an hour of his opening morning.
Wow, that is amazing and really difficult. And I'll bet you, during that time that he was hunting and his senses were enveloped by Mother Nature, by God's great designs, he didn't think about being sick. He didn't think about treatments and going back to the hospital, right?
That's exactly it. And that's what we want for all these kids, that if we can put a smile on their face and make them forget about the treatments and about their diseases, then we've accomplished our mission.
Do these kids have any prior hunting experience? Some of them do, some of them don't. How does that work?
Some do, some don't. Like the little girl you showed shooting the wild boar, she was 10 years old in Chicago, and we had to find a gun range and get her lessons first before she could go. And then, as you saw, she dropped that hog in one shot. So she did awesome.
That is amazing. So I love how you say you want to honor God and your granddaughter through this organization. Talk about that. How important is that for you?
That's our life. You know, my wife and I are very strong Christians. We believe, you know, that we need to share the gospel with people. And while we said we're not a Christian organization, meaning we're not an exclusive club, we want to be able to share and bless these kids and these families' lives, you know, through what God has given us through the loss of Bethany.
Mm. I saw an adventure with 15-month-old Haiti with her family in an RV, and I read that there were some really significant challenges because of her breathing tube. How did you organize that?
That one was a tough one because it was actually an emergency. They didn't think that, and her name is Hattie. And they didn't think she was going to make it much longer. And so we had to go through a lot of different organizations to try and find someone who would rent us a motorhome with a special needs child. And it took a while, but after about 6 days, I got a motorhome, and we were able to send them on a month long. They went through the whole Southwest United States and hit all the national parks, national monuments. And so, but the good news is that Hattie is still with us. She did not pass away.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, tell us how people can get involved and help your organization.
Oh, that's what we need. Of course, we always need cash donations. We need donations for our silent auction that we do at the Sporting Clay Shoot. But most of all, we just want people to know that if you know a family that's dealing with this and they have a child who'd like to do an outdoor adventure, send that child our way because we'd love to do something for them. All the kids we can take, we'll take.
And how many kids do you take on adventures?
Well, we've done 41 so far.
Wow, that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
I still need to get the last one up on our website. But yeah, he went deep sea fishing and caught himself a 350-pound Goliath grouper. So that was awesome. But we'll just take because it's just a matter of when the kid we can find the kids, then we'll get it worked out to get it an adventure for them right away. So whether that's 1, 2, 3, or 100 a year, we would love to do whatever we can.
Well, Papa Bear, that's such an amazing effort that you guys are doing and for such a good cause. What is a current goal? If you had like a wish for your organization, what would be a current goal for that to work towards?
A current goal would be that first off, we have more kids and that we would get enough people behind us that we could absolutely make sure that we do as many as kids come in to us.
Well, let's clarify. We don't want more kids having illnesses. We want to make sure that kids find you. We want to make sure that kids find you.
We know that there's way too many kids already that have illnesses.
It's
we know there's not a shortage.
It breaks my heart. And we've had this experience, too, where Make-A-Wish turned kids down that just wanted to spend the day with us. And they just wanted to shoot bow and arrows. And they didn't want to do that. So Make-A-Wish wouldn't do that. So I'm so glad that you are doing this, that you are putting forth this gallant effort to help other people. And you know what I've noticed? That when I have, I don't know, silly things go wrong in my life that might seem meaningless. When we had Macon at our ranch, a bad hair day didn't matter. Yeah. All that mattered was putting a smile on that kid's face.
Absolutely. That's all we care about.
Well, you're going to get me crying now. We just lost our dog.
Don't start that.
No, we just lost our dog, and I can't even imagine how difficult it would be to lose a child.
And, you know, the hard part was is that Bethany ended up having 4 strokes from the radiation, so she was a vegetable the last year of her life. And we knew we were prepared that she was going to die. And yet when she died, it crushed us still even. She's been gone 18 years now, and it still hurts. So. Wow.
All right, I'm going to take a breath. You take a breath. Thank you so much, Papa Bear, for joining us. God bless you and what you're doing. I hope everybody watching this goes to your website. What is that website? And make a donation?
It is braveyounghearts.net.
braveyounghearts.net. Everybody make $10, $20, $100, whatever you can, so these children don't have to go without their dream experience before hopefully they can live another 18 years. But we want to make sure that we give them every opportunity that we can to experience Mother Nature and God's great design. Papa Bear, thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you, Shemaine. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Here's a fun fact. There is actually a protein bar that tastes great. It's called Kingdom Candy. And I got one right here. I have almost one a day, sometimes every other day, but it's my new favorite on-the-go meal replacement bar. And it's got natural ingredients like spinach and kale and turmeric and pink Himalayan sea salt. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, and zero trans fat. Go to shop.fmidr.com and use the code FAITH for a 15% discount. That's shop.fmidr.com, and the code is FAITH. And joining me now is the creator of Kingdom Candy, Dr. Mark Sherwood. Mark, welcome.
See you. Thank you so much for the shout out with the Kingdom Candy. We put our heart and soul into that so that we could understand how to sort of satisfy the craving without the guilt feeling and shame behind it.
And I thank you, but I got a problem. Houston, we have a problem. I like the salted caramel crunch, and I like the peanut butter one too, but Ted likes the peanut butter better than I like. So I guess we're just going to have to get both.
Yeah, you have to compromise there. A little bit of family compromise is always a good thing. I kind of lean towards the salted caramel myself, and a lot of our community around the world tend to lean towards the peanut butter. So it's kind of a mix right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to talk to you about something else. We talk a lot here about the role that food and exercise can play in your health, because obviously they're important. But a lot of people don't know that our DNA and our genetics can also be important for our health journey. Talk about that for a minute.
We run a panel of genetics on every single person, Shemaine, because I want to know how we're wired, what makes us tick, where are all the vulnerabilities. And a lot of people understand that the genes have changed 2% in 10,000 years. That's all. So when Noah and his wife stepped off the boat, you and Ted pretty much have their genes as well. So I want to know what those are. The diseases we have today, such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, cancers, Alzheimer's, dementia, osteoporosis, and this host of autoimmunity, they are diseases, what I call, of incongruency. The environment's changed many times over. The genes have not, so they haven't been able to adapt. So the genes don't create the disease. And you'll get this analogy. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Genes don't kill people. The environment kills people. So in this analogy, the environment's what's actually pulling the trigger.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Mark, that I got sick and almost died from toxic mold. And at the time, I've been teaching group fitness classes since 1980. I was teaching a dozen high intensity aerobics classes, and I was eating kale before it was popular. And I had these debilitating migraines that I eventually found out were because of toxic mold between the wall. So we never saw anything. We just kept getting sicker because of our environment. But the human body has an amazing ability to heal. So tell me about what the role our genetics play in our overall health.
every person responds to mold, under your example, in a different way. You could be in the same house with Ted right there, boom, boom, breathing the same thing, exposed to the same toxic mold and even the mycotoxins thereof. We respond differently because our genes actually determine the abilities and speed of our detox pathways. We've ran genetic panels, Shemaine, on thousands of people over the last 6, 7, 8, 10 years, and we've been able to sort of analyze what that's telling us and then give them certain things behind the scenes to help their detox system overcome things like mold, for example. And our environment today is full of all kinds of persistent organic pollutants. And I have seen in our practice a massive increase in mold toxicity. In other words, the inability to get rid of mold. So I would submit, based upon what we know with our 12,000 patients, that understanding genetics is going to give us a leg up on being able to avoid situations like tragically you went through.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important that people don't realize that also stress can play a significant role in your overall health. But what foods should we eat and should we not eat?
Well, when you look at the detox pathways, there's several foods that actually help augment or sort of implement a strong detox response. And one of the ones, food groups that I really, really think is important, as you mentioned, it's our crucifers, the kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, etc., bok choy. These are great, but as well as we need to improve our antioxidant system too, because when we get toxins in our body, a lot of people don't understand the process. They have to be transformed from the toxic state to something that can be eliminated through our sweat, our urine, or through the stool, etc. And in that biotransformation process, these crucifers play a very key role with their phytonutrients inside of them to help speed up that process and make it work. But sometimes our processes, as we talked about genetically, are slow, whether it be phase one, phase two, or phase three of detox. And so utilizing some of the phytonutrients also within our fruits, we can also increase antioxidant protection too, because a toxin that's not eliminated creates free radical damage, inflammation, and also storage and more inflammation, more free radical damage. So it's just important to really do what we can do, understand what we can understand, and then really augment the system in an important, healthy way so it works properly.
I think one of the biggest things that helped me recover is sweating.
Yes.
And since I've been working out before, I have an infrared heater in my workout room. I get that baby cranked up a little bit so that I can start sweating quickly. And I also have an infrared sauna, but I think that's so important. I got about a minute left. Tell me how our DNA tests can help identify cancer risks.
If there are slow pathways, specifically with estrogen clearance, I want to know why that is. I want to know why that 96% of all breast cancers are multifactorial and not specifically tied to a certain genetic thing such as tumor suppressor genes. So when I know that 96% variance, Shemaine, we can do a lot of things, including recommend infrared sauna, implement hydrogen water. I recommend certain supplements that contain high-dose broccoli sprout extracts. And at that point in time, we can give the person, through other testing, ability to be confident and not just sit back and be reactive with perhaps fear and anxiety.
Mm. Dr. Mark Sherwood, the creator of my favorite meal replacement bar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Shemaine. I appreciate it.
God bless you, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we all take simple things for granted on occasion, maybe a lot, like what's in our water, just a little arsenic, maybe some pharmaceutical drugs and mRNA, and who knows what else is in there. Yuck. I found Sentry Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches water with essential nutrients. It's much healthier and cheaper than buying plastic water bottles. Check out Sentry H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. That's Sentry with an S, H2O.com, and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. Okay, guys, if you don't feel well and you wonder why, you heard me talk about toxic mold and how I got sick and almost died, check out my book. It's called Killer House. We had toxic mold between the walls of our MTV Cribs home. We demolished the house, and I talk about my story about how I got sick and almost died from toxic mold. And I want to help you understand how to recognize, remediate, and recover from toxic mold. So many people are asking me, and I see on social media that a lot of people are making a lot of mistakes. So it is different every time. And as Mark said, your genetic predisposition can have a lot to do with it too. There is a gene, we call it the MFR gene, that the MTHR gene, that if you have it, you could get sicker from toxic mold than somebody who's living with you in the same house. Somebody could be saying, I don't know what you're complaining about. I'm not sick. You could live in the same house. You could be sick and they're not. So check out my book, Killer House. Guys, follow me on social media. In a couple weeks, I am starting a new program. I'd love for you to join me. Go to my website. It's ShemaineNugent.rocks. I'll be here every Sunday. I hope you will too. Esther 414 reminds us, You were born for such a time as this. God bless.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.